statement, and it doesn't seem to me that it's too consistent with our posture during this whole thing, and I think it gets us out on a little limb trying to kind of force a ceasefire when we have no real indication that it will come. And third, I don't think that it can do much good, and I think could just as well be left unsaid. Now, what are the compelling reasons for saying it in the light of the fact that Goldberg strongly supports it, and we have said that we're leaving it up to them and we will support them already? We don't know how many more resolutions are going to be in the offing, and if we start issuing statements on each one that's passed, why wouldn't it be better to just let Bill Moyer say that we supported we discussed the resolution with Goldberg, and he spoke for the United States. He spoke for us in supporting it, instead of saying United Nations told you to agree to a ceasefire, now I, Lyndon Johnson, tell you, and that the whole world is going to expect you to do it.
Well, the question is whether this is put out as a personal statement for you, or something for Bill Moyers to use in response to questions or on his own, is really a question of how much news you want to emphasize that we are supporting the UN fully and that that is our play.
I don't know that.
My impression that you felt that the more news, the better along that line.
I do, from them.
Right.
I don't think that I'm for the resolution, I'm for the UN saying so. What I'm against putting myself into appealing to each one of them individually, and this does that some.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think, unless you feel it's real compelling, I'd just forget it. I think the world will accept the fact that we're supporting this. I think they know Goldberg wouldn't be voting for it and wouldn't be putting through and wouldn't be meeting with them till midnight if we weren't for it.
Right.
So I just say to Bill Moyer, when they ask you what comments you have on the resolution, just say, well, Ambassador Goldberg spoke the position of the United States.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let me say that I think the idea of the statement was a follow-up of your feeling at the end of last week that we want to concentrate all of our news on this subject through the Security Council. And make it quite clear in relation to any of these British visitors and others that we're dealing with the Kashmir thing through the UN. It was our thought that this would help focus that channel still further. But if you feel that is under control now,
well, I think I'm focusing it, and I think the resolution itself focuses it. And I think my putting a statement indicates that we're kind of diverting it a little bit down here at the White House. I just leave out any statement by the President unless your mature judgment tells you that it's compelling.
No, I don't think that it is compelling on that. I think it was a case of strengthening the impression that we're dealing all these cards through the Security Council at this point.
Well, and we'll talk about it further if we need to say anything when we meet 5:30.
All right, fine. I'm going up now to meet a lot of senators in the Vice President's office on the Foreign Aid Appropriation.
That's
right.
Good.
That's the only thing to do with that. Right.